Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Friday, April 23rd, 2010. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber. Our ministry is called Daily Encouragement Net, and today, again, we want to share a message that we hope will encourage, instruct, and even challenge you. It's titled, I Am Not Ashamed of the Gospel. Scripture text, and you'll hear that phrase in the text, is from Romans 1, verse 16.
For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes, to the Jew first and also to the Greek.
There's a commercial on television getting a lot of airplay lately that is sponsored by IAmNotAshamed.org. It features people young and old, black and white, American and international, who joyfully proclaim, I am not ashamed of the gospel. It's touching because of the various accents as well. It's one of the few commercials that we just don't tune out, but instead we give it our full attention from the beginning to the end. A smile crosses our face each time we hear the gospel proclaimed in this message. Right now to hearing this scripture reference mentioned from Romans 1, verse 16.
Well, as wonderful as we feel during the viewing of that commercial, we're quick to acknowledge that the world has always been hostile to the truth that is in Christ Jesus. The hostility of others can contribute to feelings of embarrassment, apology, or even shame to those who espouse Christian views if they're not well grounded in Scripture. The evidence is overwhelming that this hostility is increasing, as is commonly expressed in various settings and in numerous fronts.
Several years ago, I was talking with Bob, pastor friend of mine, about the modern tendency to label those in opposition to a particular view as phobic. For instance, those of us who hold to the historic, traditional, and biblical position on morality in regard to the homosexual agenda are quickly labeled homophobic. More recently, those such as Franklin Graham, who have courageously addressed the issue of violence and terror as the means to a goal in the Islamic religion, have been called Islamophobic. Well, as Bob and I conversed about this subject, he concluded the real issue is that so many people are truthophobic. Well, I agree with this assessment, as it is a true reflection of our postmodern era, where truth is biased and changeable depending on the circumstances.
Paul wrote to the Ephesian believers in Ephesians 4:21, surely you heard of him and were taught in him in accordance with the truth that is in Jesus. Well, the apostles' teaching expressed in the scriptures form the foundation for genuine Christian discipleship. It is surely the faith delivered to the saints once for all that Jude in verse 3 instructs us to earnestly contend for.
Our daily verse should be the motto of every Christian. I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. As our world plunges into wickedness and now shamelessly revels in it and even promotes it, Christ's true church needs to stand firm for the gospel. Today, as individuals scattered around the world, let us proclaim unashamedly the gospel of Jesus Christ. It is the only power of God for salvation from sin.
Well, we have a choice today. Do we stand up for the gospel of Jesus Christ, or do we pursue the ever-changing philosophies and trends of our day? We really can't do both, since trying to do so will bring about compromise, frustration, lack of effectiveness, and the real possibility of falling away from the truth once for all entrusted to the saints.
Joshua challenged the Israelites to make a choice. In 24:15, his last sermon, he says, choose for yourselves this day whom you will serve. The people had to decide to obey the Lord God who had proven his trustworthiness, or the gods of their time derived from the imaginations and philosophies of man. I consider Joshua's challenge practically every day, and his bold proclamation of faith that follows. He states, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Let's stand up today, fellow believer, and also declare to a lost and dying world, I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes.
Let's pray. Father, the philosophies, trends, and mindset of the world stands in great contrast to the gospel of Jesus Christ. Your word tells us that those who are not for you are against you. We can't walk on both sides of the fence, so we are faced with a choice we must make. The same kind of choice Joshua gave to the Israelites thousands of years ago. We must choose whether to follow after the gods of this world and forsake you, or we must forsake the world and devote ourselves to you. Father, I choose to follow after you. You who reconciled me to yourself through Jesus, you have proven yourself trustworthy, for your promises are true. You provide the power and presence of your Holy Spirit to lead me and direct my every path. Your word illumines my every thought. I choose you today exclusively and eternally. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Brooksine, for laboring and preparing that powerful prayer today. We're grateful for each of our listeners. Thanks for taking the time to listen to a perspective from God's Word. We are again Stephen and Brooksine Weber. We will soon celebrate our 34th wedding anniversary. We live here in Lancaster County, Pennsylvania, and we have some photos taken of our travels yesterday you may find interesting. We post them on our site. Obviously, we can't convey them in a podcast, but on our site, which is dailyencouragement.net, this is the message they will be posted at, for we prepare these messages each weekday. The message for Friday, April 23rd, 2010. And they will be on the site all weekend, actually, since we don't prepare messages Saturday and Sunday. But we know these messages can be listened to at any time. So just go to dailyencouragement.net and then use the previous message feature or the archive feature to find the message dated Friday, April 23rd, 2010. Well, we do have, as I mentioned, a number of photos that relate to our site today that we share, that convey just a day in the life of Stephen and Brooksine Weber that some may find interesting. And we especially end with a very interesting story. Some friends of ours, Ann Picture, who had a little baby yesterday, little baby boy. And it's not the normal story that most people are going to have when they talk about the birth of their child. And you can read about that on our site. As typical, we do put some media up as well, links to media. And we do have a video to that commercial we mentioned earlier. It's the commercial we actually have seen. In fact, you're watching exactly what has touched us. It's sponsored by IamNotAshamed.org. And it'll go to it just as a video. We also considered a song, a Brooklyn Tabernacle song, I Am Not Ashamed of the Gospel. While searching, I was looking also for a song that that stated, I'll tell the world that I'm a Christian, an older song, and I couldn't find it, but somehow in the search I found a neat song by a group called Avalon called Everything to Me that really conveys a strong sense of commitment to Christ. Well, thanks for joining us today, and it's a blessing to have listeners. We're grateful we periodically hear from some of you, and it's gratifying to know that we're not just speaking in the air right now. Have a blessed day and continue joining us in declaring, I am not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ.